Happy holiday, happy holiday. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
For festive cookie ideas to the most adorable packaging for those near here at home and for those far away. Even to the most tech-savvy applications, which are now available for download on your iPad and iPhone. It's all cookies on our very first cookie podcast, all right here, right now, and all season long on the Morbid Homemakers podcast, exclusively for download on iTunes. Are you ready to tell cookies? I am. I have been baking cookies all season long already. I've been making cookie doughs for my gingerbread houses, and we're doing a gingerbread village this year. And I've been doing that since early November, and they've been in the freezer, and I just brought them out. I'm making more because I have more ideas for cute, adorable houses. So I have been really busy in the kitchen here, and that's actually where I'm hosting the podcast from. So excuse the echo, but I'm actually in the middle of making my last batter of the gingerbread home dough. And I figured this is the most appropriate time to be recording these podcasts, is when I'm in the moment and, you know, doing what I love to do, is anything homemaking. And today it just happens to be holiday baking. So I know I promised you guys that I would do a podcast on cookies, and here it is. So first off, let me just say that, you know, if you don't have a good cookbook for your cookies, you need to go out and get one. It's an essential thing that you just need to do. There are so many wonderful cookbooks out there. And, you know, the traditions of giving Christmas cookies, it is a tradition, but it's very much changed. It's sort of evolved into this Christmas baking extravaganza. And there's so much you can do now. It doesn't just have to be cookies. You can, oh my gosh, you can make the most adorable and festive cupcakes and give them to your friends, neighbors, and loved ones as little reminders of the season and reminders that they are, of course, near and dear in your heart and mind during the holiday season. You can even give adorable barks, like the peppermint bark, and you can get those really nice clay mats and do a festive wood grain design on that, which is featured in the December issue of Martha Stewart Living. And you can even get, you know, really elegant and do, of course, candy, and really make the elegant candies. You know, you can do the truffles if you would like, and make sure that you're giving them out to your loved ones. The only thing you have to be concerned about is you can, of course, give cookies that are going to expire in just 2 to 3 days to those who are serving overseas who might be in your family. You have to really take consideration of that. So make sure that you're making cookies that will last and that will hold well in their packaging, that can be banged around a little bit. Hopefully they won't be, but you just never know with the lovely postal service. But you can do so much, and it's not limiting. It really isn't. There are so many great recipes out there in books, online, in magazines, and even now on applications that you can give to your friends and loved ones who are serving in the military or living outside of the country overseas. And they don't have to be cardboard tasting disgusting. They can be just as flavorful as the ones that you're giving to those near and dear at home. But anyway, I just talked about the applications and I figured I would talk about that. I just got an iPad not too long ago, and it was the first application I downloaded was the Martha Stewart Makes Cookies app. I was told about this. I saw a show that she did dedicated to it, and actually it was the cookie app loading because I'm right here on my iPad looking at it. And, oh goodness. Well, I know Martha. Well, she's going to give a little intro while I'm taking care of this, but, oh goodness, I don't know how to turn this off. All right, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, it's so wonderful. It's this cookie app. It was developed in partnership with Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia and also with Callaway Digital. And it's this wonderful app. It features all these cookies in this runway format that you can go around and just slide through this runway, pick the cookie you would love to make, and then, you know, push that button, up pops the short, brief description about the cookie, what it tastes like. And then you can, of course, click the recipe. Some of the recipes that they feature even have, oh my gosh, they're so extravagant. They have videos attached to them. They all have timers that you can set right on your iPad that go off with the cookies going off in the oven. And a list of ingredients you can get sent right to your, well, you can keep it on your iPad. You can go to MarthaStewart.com and get the ingredients sent to your iPhone or your mobile device or via text message or email. It's just technology, you know, you wonder if it's so good or so bad, but really in this case, it couldn't be better, especially for if you're an avid holiday baker like myself. These tech-savvy devices have really made our lives a lot easier in the past 5 years. And I just love it. I've used this application. My nephew, well, not really my nephew, but he's like a nephew because he's so young. Technically, my baby cousin, who is just turned 3, I made the most delicious peanut butter and jelly bars and the absolute most, I mean, they were spectacular, the chocolate almond crackle cookies. And they're just terrific. I mean, you just can't get any better than this. I mean, with the application. So people say, you know, is a cookie application worth $499 for an iPad? And no, but you can do so much with your iPad, so much more for your iPad. And actually the application is on sale right now at the special holiday price of $499. That's $3 off its $7.99 retail value on the App Store at Apple. And I'll basically just tell you about these wonderful peanut butter and jelly bars. I was telling you about that description. They were fantastic. Very sweet, though, but really good. It says, this delectable take on a childhood favorite boasts a dense cookie base layered with jam and chopped peanuts. Strawberry jam is used here, but any flavor will do. And then you go right to the recipe. It tells you that it makes 3 dozen. The active time for this batch of cookies is about 1 hour. The total time involved is 3 hours. And basically, active time would be the time it's in the oven, the time you're used making the recipe itself. The total time will include any additional cooling time that it needs to do. For this batch of cookies, you did have to let the cookie pan cool in the refrigerator or out on the counter on a cookie rack. And that is the total. That's the difference between the total time and the active time. And you can add this cookie to your favorites list, and you have a favorites button right on your app for your iPad. You can make additional notes into the recipe itself. Like I said, you can add to your shopping list. The ingredients are in a wonderful scroll format, as is the the recipe itself. And I'm going to basically, I even could play the video. So there is a brief, just, I mean, it's very clear. The video is in stunning HD format. It's wonderful. And I can't recommend it enough. Of course, if you don't have an iPad, you're not out of luck. MarthaStewart.com offers a plethora and a vast array of the most delicious holiday cookies. I've only ever used her recipes. And I've always had great expectations, great results. And I'm not kidding. It's like, after you make a wonderful batch of cookies, you try and you're like, oh my God, how am I going to top this? They're so good. And it's really wonderful. And but my family, I always expect these wonderful cookies from me at Christmas time, or delicious mocha or blackberry roulade that I might make, or a wonderful Birch de Noël Christmas log. So, you know, using good quality ingredients, good quality recipes are the key to having great results and outcomes of your Christmas baking experiments. And of course, like I said, you're not out of luck. You can go online and they have plenty of recipes, but of course, go to a reputable source. The Food Network, they also came out with an application for your iPad and also on your iPhone. Whole Foods has Whole Foods, which, you know, I commend them so much for setting a high bar and a high standard for good quality sources of where your food comes from. They're not here to make a dime off of the whole, I'm going to put the food out there and make it the possible cheapest I can. They're putting the best quality food out there, putting it at the best price they possibly can in order to make a small profit. And it's a reputable brand, a reputable company, and I love frequenting their stores. And they, on their iPhone app, they have a wonderful recipe finder, recipe database, sort of. And you go and you click on the ingredients. Say you have pomegranates and you don't know what to use with a pomegranate. Or say you have molasses and you don't know what to do with the molasses you have on hand. You just click it in there and up pops all the recipes with pomegranates and molasses. I mean, from pomegranate glazed duck to the chewy molasses cookies. And they have vegan, it tells you right on there if it's a vegan or vegetarian recipe. So if those sort of lifestyles apply to you, that app is out there ready at your fingertips for your own baking and culinary needs. So that's out of the way. Of course, if you don't have an iPad, if you don't have an iPhone, I talked about a good cookbook, the Martha Stewart Makes Cookies, or Martha Stewart's Cookies, I'm sorry. That is a book that was published about 2 or 3 years ago. A most frequently sought after book when I'm going to make a batch of cookies that are seasonal and just wonderful. Also, special holiday issues of your favorite magazines normally come out with a baking issue around the holiday time. And there is a special issue of the holiday cookies from Martha Stewart that's out on stands right now. But I mean, whenever you go by, you're checking out the grocery store, checking out the local department store, you see all these wonderful, wonderful ingredients and all these wonderful recipes. And make sure you're looking at these recipes, taking notes, getting ideas for your own cookies, because it's wonderful to use other people's, but it's always very special when you come up with your own very special recipe. And with that said, after you find the perfect batch of cookies for your own needs, if you're making the cookies for the person overseas, like I said, be considerate of the whole expiration date issue involved. If a cookie says can only store in refrigerated at room, you know, or at room temperature for 2 to 3 days, make sure you're not sending that to someone serving over in Iraq that might get it 2 to 3 weeks later. Make sure you're giving them something that can be stored at room temperature for 2 to 3 weeks and that can be enjoyed by that time frame too. So I want to briefly talk about packaging. The UPS store has wonderful packaging ideas. This is their specialty. They're used to mailing out, you know, packages to those overseas and to those even in the country who might not live in this direct area of the country. You might live in Florida if you live in Pennsylvania, or in California if you live in Florida. So you need to make sure that they get there safely and sound and on an appropriate time. So you can pick the shipping method that you're going to want to pay for. Of course, if you're going to rush the shipment, be prepared to pay a holiday price. And it will obviously cost more than the ground shipping. But I would recommend taking it to the UPS store versus taking it to somewhere like the United States Postal Service, because UPS, I think, does take a better care of their... whenever I've sent my cookies out to loved ones in California, I've always had great luck with the UPS stores. They've arrived safe and sound, and I'm all the way here in Pennsylvania. So when they can travel 3,000 miles and make it very well safe and sound and can be savored by the next week, I'm always a very happy camper. So, but no, you can go to the craft stores and you can even make your own. They have great tools out. They have a scoring board tool you can make your own boxes out of with just a little bit of craft glue and some heavy duty cardstock. Make sure that you're getting really festive and multi-printed designs of tissue paper, and make sure you're getting it in seasonal colors. If you have a red and white box, don't pick a fuchsia. I mean, you could pick whatever color you want to, but if you want to look pretty and coordinated, don't pick a fuchsia colored tissue paper. You want to go with a white tissue paper that might have red polka dots on it, or you might want to go with a red tissue paper or a white tissue paper, or maybe even a mixture of red and white in the box, or maybe even overlapped. There's so many different combinations you can use with that. You also want to go out and get maybe some baker's twine, some cellophane bags. These are all must-haves if you're packaging cookies and wanting them to go. Some of those wonderful cutout designs, and maybe even some templates that you can maybe trace a leaf onto and staple it on top of the cellophane bag with the label of the cookies or a to and from label after they've been sealed and shut and everything. A really great idea. Getting some festive ribbons would be wonderful to package around the box. And if you're doing home deliveries, if you're getting after they're coming right out of the oven, they're cooling, they're going right into those boxes, they're being beautifully packaged and being delivered from your car to the neighbors next door, to the neighbors down the street, to the neighbors out of state, but you are taking them yourself. You really don't have to be concerned, or at least that concerned, with the whole packaging aspect of getting there safely. However, and if you refuse a ticket to the UPS store, make sure that you're doing this. Package them beautifully, okay? But then package them in a box, inside of a box, and package up the inside of the box. Make sure you're packaging it with the foam peanuts that they're not going to, if you're having three boxes going to one house, put a layer of foam peanuts on the bottom of the first box, which is smaller than the second box, okay? Put a layer of foam peanuts on top of that cookie box, and then put another cookie box on top of that, put another layer of foam peanuts, and then the last cookie box on top of that, put another layer of foam peanuts, and then seal the box that contains all of this stuff. Then put it in a bigger box, slightly bigger, or, you know, not, you don't want it too much bigger, and then fill that with foam peanuts. If you have to do it yourself, this is how I've seen the people at the UPS store do it. I've always trust their methods. So if you had to do this yourself, if you insist on it must go to the post office and be delivered through the United States Postal Service, I highly suggest you try to package them yourself, because the holiday lines at the United States Postal Service, as they are anywhere, is not always very fun to deal with and experience. So that's my recommendations for packaging your ingredients and packaging your cookies and getting them there safe and sound and enjoyable to those who are receiving them. And with that said, this has been the Cookie Podcast from me, Brian. I hope you all have the very best holiday season. I unfortunately am not able to attend the Martha Stewart Holiday Craft Sale. I was in a brief car accident, and my car is not drivable at the moment to get to a train station, which is an hour away. And it's not the most, I mean, I can drive it, it's point A to point B pretty much, but it's not safe to sit anywhere because it can be broken into. I probably shouldn't share that on here, but it gets fixed this week. I'll have it by next weekend. It's unfortunate that I had to miss it, but when you don't have transportation to get to a train station, I had to cancel train tickets. I had to call some of my friends and tell them I wasn't able to come. So I'm a little bit let down, but there's always next year. And I did talk to some of my other friends who are Martha Stewart fanatics, and we're all going to do a big meetup have a big Martha Stewart fan, you know, meetup. So we're really excited about that. And we're very much looking forward to next year's holiday craft sale. And I hope that if any of you who are listening did attend, that you email me or tweet me or Facebook me and tell me how much you enjoyed it. Next week, we're talking all about the most festive holiday decorations. I'm sure most of you have already either A, set up, or, you know, have done your holiday decorations, but it's never too late to add some more. Now, I am featuring all of my holiday decorations on my Facebook page, and you don't have to know me to add me. You can just add me. It's Brian Utz. It's Brian and then Utz, U-T-Z, three letters. I'm in the York PA network, and please, please don't be hesitating to add me on there. I would love to share all my holiday inspiration ideas with you via there and on Twitter. And you can tweet me at twitter.com/thecleanhome. And that's the_clean_home. And with that said, I hope all of you have a great time doing your holiday baking. I'm sure I will as well. Happy holidays.